Becky Hill and Matoma, one of the songs of 2016, Tuesday night. It's False Alarm on KMFM, 8:05. And Moo/Mo/Mer is one of the most exciting artists around right now, with her single Final Song, her new single Drum, her collaboration with Major Lazer on Lean On, which was the most streamed song on Spotify ever until Drake came along, and most recently Cold Water. So obviously she's got a lot to chat about, and she is chatting on the show this evening.
KMFM.
And we have a final answer on this. I'm sure you get this all the time, but on the station, we've been calling you Moo because the record label told us Moo, but then we're hearing everywhere Mo.
Yeah, so I mean, the thing is, in Danish you would say Moo, and I think Moo is like the way to say that outside of Denmark, but Okay. Everybody's saying Mo, and so therefore I think we should just stick to Mo, actually.
Okay, so is that the definitive answer?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So on the hit list on KMFM this evening, I am joined by Mo. Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
Perfect. Let's talk music first, because you have I was amazed to see about your sort of massively punk background. Loads of singles that I can't say on radio because the titles are a little bit too...
naughty, yes.
Not too great for radio.
I know.
When did you decide to make the transition from kind of like punk icon to pop star?
I think the thing is, so before I got into punk and activism and all that, I was super into pop. So for me, actually, the love for pop has always been within me, but I still also have the love for alternative and punk and stuff. So I think just at some point when I turned 20 or something, I realized that it's okay to have the love for both kind of genres, even though they're very contradicting.
Yeah, they're very different. But what's the biggest difference then you found when you've been performing punk? When you're playing the gigs live, what's the biggest difference in the crowds when you're at a punk gig and when you're at a pop gig?
So the thing is, I actually think I perform pretty similar to how I performed when I was in the punk band. In terms of the audience, there's the difference that, I mean, obviously when I played the punk shows, it would be like, I would play like squats and like old abandoned basements and like this, like all these punks and stuff. So, and of course the kind of, the vibe would be more rowdy, but I feel like sometimes at the pop gigs even, you can get that vibe a little bit if you just, you know, get into it right, you know? So, I mean, there is a big difference obviously, but at the same time, it's all about just letting go and getting into the music and being together with the crowd, you know?
Just having fun. I suppose exactly. With pop as well, you can kind of reach a bit of a bigger audience because I suppose a lot more people. Well, the track Lean On must have helped in your rise massively as well.
It did help, I cannot lie.
1.5 billion views the last time I checked,
which is
crazy. How does that feel to even begin to comprehend?
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is, when people ask me about that, I'm like, I don't even know, because it's just so crazy. It's so crazy. Also because, again, since I was like a little kid, I've always dreamed about being a, you know, a musician and like touring the world and stuff, and like then to have a massive hit like that is just so surrealistic, you know, so surreal.
It was
but it's amazing.
Well, it was the most streamed song on Spotify ever until recently when Drake took over with One Dance only the other day. So what do you have to say to Drake about that?
You know what, it's fair, those things are fair, you can't really be obsessed about it.
Yeah. But then if you've got another single, you can just take on Drake with that anyway.
You always have a second chance, man.
Exactly. And a third and a fourth, so you can just keep going back between the two before you make a collaboration, and then at the end of the day, then you'll just take over completely.
KMFM.
The most streamed song in the world ever up until about a week ago when Drake's One Dance took over. Major Lazer, DJ Snake and Mo on the hit list on KMFM with Lean On. And Mo is chatting on the show this evening.
KMFM.
Where are you based at the moment now? Do you still live in Denmark, or are you in LA with everybody, or are you in London? Or
yeah, no, I am actually based in Copenhagen, but to be honest, I'm like never home.
Yeah.
And also because then when I'm home, you know, I go back to my parents' house, and when I'm writing, I go a lot to LA, and you know, and my label is UK based, so I'm a lot here as well. So yeah, I'm a traveler.
Yeah, all over the place. Because what do you find is the biggest difference between being in the UK and being in Denmark? Obviously, apart from the obvious things like language and stuff.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think what I really like about the UK is that there's this there's a different kind of energy, you know. People have this like, bleh, you know, like a like an energy that's really uplifting. Like, yeah. You know, if you rub them right, you'll have the best party ever, you know. And it's I really like that.
Yeah, well, that's nice of you to say about us. I mean,
I mean it.
I always thought I was very. What did you say? Like, eh. Yeah. That's going right onto my CV. Have you had any moments over the last couple of years where you've kind of taken a step back and been like, wow, this is my life now. This is surreal.
Yeah, I do that sometimes, but I think again, like this industry and this business, like it's you know, it's constantly in the move and like changing, and so I think, you know, you can't use too much time of being like, oh yeah, things are going so well, because it could be over any second. So you just gotta move forward and gotta be honest in what you do as well. Like, you can't be fake, I mean, because then it's hard for me to analyze on it. You're kind of just going for it, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do sometimes sit and like, whoa, I can't believe this is my life. But yeah. But you can't think too much about it.
No. Let's talk about your new single, Drum. It's available now, co-written by Charlie XCX. What's she like to work with?
She's super fun, super relaxed, super cool, and so good at what she do, you know. And just, she feels so confident, like, in her songwriting, and that makes you confident. So it's really nice.
When you are writing, is there a particular place where you found that you write your best stuff? Like, if you're back in Copenhagen, or maybe if you're in a studio in London, has there ever been somewhere where every time you go back there, you think you write something even better?
Yeah, I mean, I think the good songwriting can actually happen anywhere in the world, or anywhere actually. But I would say this, that like when I go home to my parents and sit on my old my old bedroom, I feel very inspired for some reason. I don't know why. But also the best songs are those who just come super quickly.
So how long did it take you to write the lyrics for Lean On?
Lean On, I mean, actually again, the what do you say, the foundation of the lyrics and the melodies were written in, actually it was like late in the night, and I had just gotten home from a show, so I think it was an hour and a half or something like that. But then I must say, though, I must be honest, then we formed around it and we changed some stuff. But again, the foundation was made in 1.5 hour.
An hour and a half, and now 1.5 billion views on YouTube.
Oh my God, yeah.
What about Drum then? How long does it take you to write Drum? I'm Drum? Testing you on all of these songs.
Yeah, no, but it's great. It's good. You feel free. Drum was actually also written pretty fast. That was a bit of a different situation, because we were a couple of people writing that song together. Mm. But it went snappy. Yeah, it was also a couple of hours or something like that.
Okay, so tell me about how Drum came to life then. What's it all about?
So the song is about, you know, like a positive breakup. The whole thing of like letting go and just let each other go on each individual journey, you know, and not being too like, you know, staying in it because it's comfortable, but just being like, hey, we're done and it's great. We'll stay friends. Bye. Yeah. That's what it's about. And we were in a studio in LA, Charlie XCX and Blood Pop and Noonie Bao, and we were kind of all just, there was a really chilled vibe and we were having fun, I remember, and we're just, you know, writing the song, like kind of...
Well, let's hit play on Drum now. Can I leave you to introduce it, please?
Of course. Hey, everybody, this is Mo, and here is my new single, Drum.
KMFM. Had no cares in the world, had no fears, had no money.